Hello, thank you for tuning in for episode 0 of House by the Cemetery podcast. This episode isn't a true horror story in the sense, but I'll get more on it after the story. But before I start, I want you to know that this story was, it's completely true, 100%. It is more of a memoir of what happened to me. Today, what's the date? September 19th, 2008. It's more of a drama, but if you were me at the time, you would feel the same way that I felt, that this is a horror story, to me, at least. Now, my name's Ethan, but I will save my introduction for episode 1. Because this is just a preview episode to get it out there. So, this story is called I'm the Biggest Asshole in the World by yours truly, Ethan Rogers. 12 times I counted, but more on that later. The car slowly moved down the road. In the front seat, he was sitting there, minding his own business, till he heard the scream, and the clench of the brakes, and then the thud of the body hitting the hood of the car. It was twice in the car, once at the scene of the accident, once on the way to IHOP, once while walking in, twice during political studies, once during creative writing, once during the movie, once when I got the call that my brother really had been sent to the hospital, once when my mother yelled at me for overreacting, and once because I'm the biggest asshole in the world. I think out of the people that I told about the initial accident, only a handful believed me. Half of them laughed, and the other half showed their compassion and went on their way. I was going on adrenaline from the initial car crash until about 1:15. It was then that all my real emotions caught up to me, and I sank like a rock. After class, I quickly made my way in order to avoid talking to anyone to the movies in a futile attempt to wash away the pain with Sam Jackson's new film. The film sucked and did little to cheer me up. I talked with Nathan and Tava while I waited for my ride home. I got out of the car and made my way home, only to receive a call 20 minutes later. Ethan? Yes, I said. We've been in an accident. Can you call Mom? Are you shitting me? If this is some kind of sick joke, it's anything but funny. What followed was a long talk with my brother and a couple witnesses about what happened. I didn't believe him, and I said, okay, and hung up. I called my mom, of course. I'm not one to just ignore these things. They came home, and we tried to call him. There was no answer. My dad called later, when he had made his way to the hospital, to tell him that he was indeed there. I still don't know how bad it was. It's still kind of ironic that this sort of thing would happen, only mere hours after my car accident. Yet it's true. God must hate the Rogers family today. Even though it's the 19th, it feels like it's Friday the 13th. And try as I may, I still can't get the images out of my head.